Welcome to the inside of the cave. Welcome, welcome. Come in, please. Sit down on our couch. Don't mind the wetness. Today we talk about hot sauces. Me and my buddy Jason talk about hot sauces, share hot sauce opinions, hot sauce stories, and places to get hot sauce too. Now I don't normally plug myself, but I do want to say, this month we'll titillate our tongues with heat. Next month, I'm going to be titillating the mind a little bit. I was thinking, man, I miss doing Pete-style episodes where I go on and I showcase the thinker's thoughts, so I'm going to do one of those, except we're going to get a little weird and inhuman with it. So that'll be for next month. I got a really big one cooking for you guys, but let's get back to the matter at hand. Hot sauce. Please, without any further ado, let's get into it. Alright, I'm gonna take us way back to the very beginning. Well, for me, at least. Childeberg, day one. I'm walking around, setting the tent up, and I see you and I see Rachel. And we talk and we hang out for a little while, and I get back to building my tent. And then at some point, a small crowd formed around you guys. And I was looking at it, and I was, okay, what's going on? I walked over, and you were dealing drugs, hot sauces, to be specific. You were going around, and you were distributing... what flavors did you have?
Okay, so I had three different flavors. To start off with the two that were not infused with cannabis oil, I was using peach and habanero. And the other one I was using was pineapple and bacon, made with habaneros.
Yeah, I remember that now. There's no great place to start other than to go, what inspired you to bring them to Childeberg? How long have you been doing the hot saucing? I mean, wherever you want to start it. What inspired the hot sauce making?
I am so happy you asked. First of all, thank you for giving me the platform to talk about this.
Yeah.
I got back into hot sauce in 2017 just because I wanted to start spicing up my dish. And every time I would go to the grocery market and try something new, I would run into stuff that, of course, was very hot, but I noticed something on accident. Most of the stuff tended to taste different, so I wanted to see if there was anything else. Like, okay, I keep coming across like different forms of Tabasco and other ones that people are familiar with, like Frank's Red Hot. I'm trying to think of other ones like Dave's. Have you ever tried Dave's Ghost Pepper Hot Sauce?
Oh God, no. No, why? Is it good?
It is good. It's brutal. It's very hot, but
yeah, Ghost Pepper, yeah.
Yeah, like I've noticed the same thing on accident every time I try something different, going up all the way to like Carolina Reaper peppers. I noticed the same flavor usually. It's like heat and vinegar specifically. And even if they try to change it up a little bit or try to add a fruit, it still is too overpowering with heat and vinegar. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but for me, I just felt like there was just a lack of diversity. And then fast forward to 2019, my girlfriend and I, and one of our friends, Jeremy, who does, who's usually on the Lowbirds podcast with Jim Jesus, we went to the Hot Sauce Expo in Brooklyn, and we saw a bunch of different people selling hot sauces. And it's funny because we went there on an empty stomach, but I'll get to that later. What is it? It was awesome. I found people that were selling hot sauces that were way different. Like, it didn't just have different flavors, or they would add fruit to it. I found ones that like genuinely were like straight up different. Like, there was one hot sauce where a guy was selling ones made with ghost peppers and like cinnamon and brown sugar, and it was so fucking good. And the thing about that was, it really showed me that it is totally possible to change it up. Because, like I said, the years previously, when I was trying to find really good hot sauce, even with ones I enjoyed, it just felt like I kept coming across the same formula specifically. Even if no matter how much it tried to get changed up, it specifically usually got overpowered with heat and vinegar.
Like what were you putting hot sauce on where you were like, all right, I finally need to switch it up? Because it's, I'm wondering, was it meat? Was it everything? Eggs?
Oh, it was everything. I'd even put it in salad, like my salads.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just a hot sauce lover.
I was trying to get myself back into hot sauce, and I enjoyed it. But the thing was, I wanted to find something different. As much as I enjoyed it, I wanted to try something different. And on accident, I did at the Hot Sauce Expo. And yeah, I learned there that you could pretty much do whatever you want. You can even make hot sauces with beer and chocolate. I've even seen hot sauces that are made with avocados. Like, yeah, you can pretty much do whatever you want, really. And then after that, I wanted to see, is it even possible to do it with cannabis? Is that even possible? And what I found out on accident is that, yes, it is totally possible.
Is it? Yeah, it might. Is it a little too possible? Is it one of those scenarios? Have you ever gone a little too far with the cannabis hot sauce?
Well, at first, ironically, I didn't because of how I was making it. But later on accident, when I learned how to make it better, yeah. That was always my big concern at first, because my biggest concern was, does capsaicin even degrade the cannabis oil at all? Does it just break it down? Ironically, it doesn't. And what I keep hearing from some of the people and my friends that I sell it to is they tell me, yeah, it definitely does work. Even I had one person, Rachel and I, our friend Jeremy, who had a kickboxing place, he was telling me that, yeah, about after an hour after he tried some, like he felt it. So yeah, it's totally real.
Huh. All right, let me now go way back to your, okay, so I don't know if you know this, but we had an inaugural Patreon episode, go check out the Patreon, everybody, where we purchased these things called the Death Nut. It was a challenge. It was like a step-based challenge, and how it worked was there were 5 steps. Each step was a container of like peanuts, deshelled peanuts, that were covered in like a hot powder. And the powder had in each layer, each rank, different amounts of spice in it. So I always considered myself to be like a spice handler. I always thought that I would be pretty good with the heat. And we got through the first set and we were like, well, that's hot, but it's not terrible. We got through the second set. We were like, that wasn't even hot. We're going strong. Then the third set hit. And that is the one that had like the Carolina Reaper X mixture in it.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's where it began. Yeah. And it was, let me explain to you that it took me 2 hours after the finishing of that recording of just running cold faucet water on my tongue for me to recover. It took hours. So with that as the context of the conversation, I always thought I could handle the heat. Would you say that you can handle the heat?
Oh yeah. I mean, after almost killing myself at the Hot Sauce Expo. So yeah, getting back to that, like I was saying earlier, we went there, well, specifically me and my friend Jeremy, we both went there on an empty stomach. And what we were doing is we were going to like each
crazy
table. It is. Anyone listening to this, giving you a huge caveat, anyone listening, don't eat extreme hot sauce on an empty stomach. You are asking, don't do it. You are asking for extreme pain. Yeah, it's some of the most brutal pain you will ever experience in your life. Dead serious. Don't do it.
Yeah, that sounds really terrible. All right, so you're on an empty stomach with him cruising around. What are you eating?
We are going through different tables trying samples of people's hot sauces. And then we came across 2 tables. Okay, so at the Hot Sauce Expo, there was a chocolate eating challenge where there was like this square tiny piece of chocolate that contained what is it? The hottest pepper now. I think it's called, what is it? Reaper X. So it's supposed to be a hot pepper that's even hotter than Carolina Reaper now.
And it is changing every single year. Someone is coming up with a new, more dangerous pepper. Let me find out. Hottest pepper right now. You literally have to say hottest pepper right now. Oh, God. There's no chance. Yes, the Carolina Reaper X. 4 million Scovilles. That's like,
yeah,
that's got to be around like police pepper spray somewhere around there.
Oh, dude, it is so fucking hot. And when we got to the table, what is it? It wasn't just me, Jeremy. Also, Rachel had some. And this was like, I think, just moments right before we briefly got to meet the guy that does the First We Feast Hot Ones channel. You know that guy?
Sean Evans.
Exactly, Sean Evans. We met him briefly for just a moment right before I felt like I was almost about to die.
Oh, you got to meet him. You got to meet the Hot Ones guy before you almost lost the challenge. That's good. Instead of midway through. Yeah, you don't want to meet somebody when you're midway through dealing with that heat and you're babbling and spitting all over yourself. it's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. It was like just moments right before it happened. Yeah, Rachel and I, we managed to get a photo with him. Yeah, we briefly met him. We didn't like really talk to him, but yeah, we saw him right on the spot. I'm like, we have to get a photo with him. Yeah, he's always having celebrities on his show just eating chicken wings with hot sauce. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, people think that's like, I could do that challenge. I could do that challenge. Well, like, I don't know, man, because the hot sauce or the hot peanuts that we purchased were laced. Their hottest one was laced with the Megadeth sauce or whatever their current final sauce is. It's the same. It was the same formula. Man, it is really difficult. It's they're not acting, even though it's full of actors who do that show. Like, they're not acting. I wouldn't be able to hold myself together. I barely did. Yeah, it's 100% real. So tell me about your experience. Did you keel over or anything like that?
Okay, so we got to this last table, and there was this guy making this hellfire sauce. So he was using scorpion peppers and habanero peppers. Now, if you know anything about habanero peppers, they're usually instantaneous. Like, it's an instantaneous hit right to your face. That's usually how it's supposed to be with habaneros, unless you're like mixing it with something sweet. He made it with scorpion peppers too. And he was giving the caveat as he was pouring it on the chip to us right before he gave it to us. It's like, you're going to go on a nice little ride. Like, you're not going to be there just yet when I give it to you, but you're going to go on a ride. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. He was telling us that. And
you're going to go on a ride like you were going to get high. That's like a crazy. That's kind of wild.
It's
okay,
it's a really weird way of putting it, but yeah, after you said that, I ate the whole chip. And then, yeah, I'd probably say about like 10 minutes after I ate that last chip. Oh, did it? Yeah, it's just, the pain started kicking in, and no matter how much milk I drank, it couldn't stop the pain. It was really, really bad. I went to the bathroom and I thought that I would make a difference, didn't do anything. I didn't vomit at all, but like, my God, it felt like somebody was stabbing me.
Oh,
it was really bad. It was really, really
like,
bad.
Did you like keel over on the Brooklyn Expo floor, or like what was the deal?
Well, no, that was my friend Jeremy. I'll get to that in a moment. We'll start with me.
Oh, no. Okay.
We went outside, like outside the area of where people had their tables and the chocolate eating challenge. So we went outside because we wanted to get some fresh air. And I was literally on the ground. And it's funny because if you go to the Lowbirds podcast, if you go to like episode 101, the picture of it is me right on the ground in pain. With like me holding my fucking vape pen. Yeah, I was in so much pain. I was vaping to try to fucking get rid of the pain.
It's so easy. It's, by the way, extremely easy to find what you just said. I literally just Googled Lulberts 101, and it's the first thing that comes up, and you're on the ground, like, holding yourself.
Dude, yep, you can see you can see my freaking, what is it, like, boxers and pants under my pants.
Oh, my, yeah, just being racked with pain. Total pain.
Oh, wow. Man. And then, yeah, that lasted for about... I'm going to say 20 minutes. Didn't need an ambulance.
Oh, man.
The funniest thing was, like, Rachel and Jeremy did not even know if I was, like, going to manage to get up at all, if I was going to get through it. The funniest thing was, after that, the second I managed to get up on my feet, like, not even like I'm just, like, on my knees, like, directly, like, standing up again, I was able to come right back to normal. And I remember just looking at Rachel and Jeremy, like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened. It just came out of nowhere. And before you know it, it felt like I was getting stabbed right in the stomach. And I don't know what it was to make it help, but I think using that cannabis pen really did help. Because, what is it? When we came back later to go eat dinner, finally, it kicked back in. So yeah, it was just awful. Jeez. But I remember right before we were about to drive off, my friend Jeremy got the same, he went through the exact same thing I went through, and he was the one that took the photo of me on the ground. And yeah, when we were on our way driving back from Brooklyn, he's like, dude, pull over. And I'm like, what's going on? I don't even know where we're at. He's like, I don't care where you know where we're at. Just pull over. And I pull over immediately, and he just jumps out of the car, and he is on the ground rolling over, going for the exact same shit I went through. And yeah, it was bad. It felt so fucking bad.
Oh, my God. So he that's, you know what's the best part is, while he has the phone, I assume, is what he's taking the picture on, pointed at you. He's laughing and going, ha ha. And then rumbling within him just a few moments later is the revenge. Did that feel like the big equalizer?
Not only that, it's super hysterical you said that, because when you listen to that episode, he mentions all of that. That's exactly was going on. He took a photo of me, and he was laughing, and Jim saw the photos, like, what is it? Jim's first reaction at first was like, oh, you should get rid of that shirt. You're not allowed to wear it. And then once once he found out that the same thing happened to Jeremy, and then I met Sean Evans right before this happened, he completely changed his mind. It was so fucking funny. But, yeah, that is one hell of a story to tell. That happened.
That's crazy.
That was 2 years ago.
Now, I guess to transition into what you do, do you think you could make a hot sauce as hot as what was on that chip?
Oh, yeah. As long as I can get a sustainable source, like if I can get an excellent source out here on Long Island or in New York, or if Pepper Joe's would finally update their, fresh peppers that they usually do every summer. Because what I did this last summer, I started ordering from Pepper Joe's. Now, they can give you live plants like plenty of pepper companies do. It's just the problem with where I live is it rains a lot. And so, like, I might have to start growing indoors. It's just the thing is, if you want to make your peppers really hot, you can't overwater them. You kind of have to, like, shock the plant in a way, and you have to give it, like, more phosphorus and potassium.
Okay. So it's a big involved process to get them really, really hot.
Oh, yeah. You do not want to overwater them. If you do that, it will not produce enough capsaicin in the placenta of the peppers.
All right. So at Childeberg, at the table, shout out to Cook Shanty as well.
Oh, yeah.
We were sharing hot sauces on chips, and I liked both of them a lot. And I so you have pineapple. Let me get this right. You have a pineapple habanero. Is that right?
All three of the hot sauces are using habaneros.
So it's peach and pineapple, right?
Yep. So to start off with the first one is peaches. I was using yellow peaches and orange habaneros. And then for the pineapple one that's made with bacon, I was using yellow habaneros. So I'll do that. I'll kind of change up the color to make it sync perfectly with the batch that I'm using. because because I've noticed that, like, if I was to do like a pineapple, and then like I use like a red habanero or like a red hot pepper, it can really change up the color a bit. I've noticed that when I've made hot sauce in the past. So that's something I also like to do too, is I like to try to make sure that the peppers that I'm using usually can sync with the batch.
Okay, so which one of those two did you make first, or did you make a different one first? Like, what was your experimentation process?
Glad you asked. So when I originally wanted to start making hot sauce, I was browsing through the internet, and I came across the guy that sells the Magical Butter Machine, and he actually made a video that I can't find on YouTube anymore for some stupid reason. It probably got taken down. He made a video about making hot sauce, and it was called like Magical Hot Sauce. And I remember in that video, I took everything away from that video, and I started incorporating it into my batches. So pretty much as a base, you would pretty much use distilled vinegar and rice wine vinegar, but you make sure it's not overpowering to where that's like, you know, what I was describing before, heat and vinegar, where that's like all you're tasting and you're not getting enough flavor. Yeah. So that's pretty much like the base. And then the other thing is like, okay, what other bases are you using? So that can vary with the different flavors that I'm using. So for peaches, like I can add like peaches and orange habaneros with a precise amount of vinegar. And I can add that with Redmond's sea salt. And I can also add it with Jamaican allspice. And it usually just comes out awesome. And then, getting back to your question, which one I tried first, I made the pineapple one first.
That was your first sauce?
Yeah, that I made originally 2 years ago. I originally started selling hot sauce. The first festival I started selling it at was Midwest Peace and Liberty Freedom Festival back in 2019. Yeah, I started selling it there. It was a lot of fun. I think I also sold out there as well. I remember for that festival, I made pineapple. I don't think I infused it with bacon yet, but I remember originally making a pineapple hot sauce. And then I made strawberry. I made one with like strawberry and blueberries. I remember I mixed it up.
Did that one not make it out of testing, or because that one wasn't there as far as I remember?
Yeah, that one I didn't bring to Childeberg, but that one actually did sell pretty well too. But the one thing I noticed on accident that was better for me was to not infuse the blueberries and strawberries together. Like, I can do that if anybody really wants it, but I've noticed better people just like the fruits as the basis when they're just like individually on their own. Like, so if you want a blueberry hot sauce, people like that better as opposed to just infusing it with another fruit. And you can do the same thing with strawberry. Yeah.
So I then, after the strawberry, blueberry was peach.
Yeah, I noticed after I originally made pineapple and blueberry and strawberry, after I changed up and started just making strawberry and blueberry, I wanted to try something else. So what I tried was kiwi, and then I finally came across the peaches because I wanted to just take it as far. Like, I want to start making hot sauces that, like, you're just going to find nowhere. And, yeah, that's exactly where I just want to keep pushing it. I want to see how far I can go and to see what new recipes I can make. I'm also trying to see...
How far can you go?
Oh, like I said, it's pretty much limitless as long as people genuinely like it. You can do whatever you want. And you can infuse stuff with beer. You can infuse stuff with chocolate. Just about any fruits you want. Certain vegetables that you like. You know, people are always usually infusing hot sauces with like tomatoes and garlic. Because it works. It's delicious. So yeah, whatever you like, really, just as long as people genuinely like it. And it's like, it's genuinely hot. As long as it's a real deal, you know?
What's your next magic science experiment? Like, what's the next one where you're like, oh man, I want to put that in a hot sauce.
I want to try to see if I can do passion fruit.
Passion fruit. Okay.
Yeah, because I've seen that stuff in like kombuchas And I also do like the taste of passion fruit, so I want to see how realistic it is in a hot sauce, because, like I said, you can pretty much do whatever you want. So I want to see how good this tastes, because I tried it with kiwi, and it actually did come out pretty delicious. So I want to see how I want to see how good it is if I use passion fruit.
Oh, I bet that would be good. What else? What's even weirder than that? If you were to move away from fruit, what would be the first go-to?
Moving away to fruit? Oh, let me see. I mean, definitely. I mean, you could probably go to vegetables, you know, something like sweet potatoes, you know.
Whoa. Now that's interesting. A sweet potato based hot sauce.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you could really start to dive down certain vegetables. I mean, I've seen people do cilantro, but and I would certainly like to do that. I would actually like to do like a traditional hot sauce, you know, like heat and vinegar, but change it up just a slight bit, maybe with just like cilantro or something.
Interesting.
But yeah. Huh. Yeah. I mean, and then, yeah, maybe certain sweets like chocolate, or if you want to try beer or wine. I mean, I would absolutely be willing to see how realistic it is with alcohol, because we already know you can do it with beer, but I haven't seen anyone do it with wine. So I'm very, I am insanely curious to know how realistic that is.
I would personally assist in the research and development of such a sauce. I would personally assist in that. Very interesting.
Yeah. Very curious.
There's a lot of possibilities. Yeah, very curious. Very, very curious. We'll have to write that one down. Maybe we could do a coconut hot sauce, too. So this is the problem. I'll start abstracting into insanity with you, and I don't know if we need to do that, because we'll get really far. We'll do dragon fruit, and actually, how good would a dragon fruit one be?
Man. That actually, it sounds interesting. You could also consider jackfruit. I remember Rachel asked me, I think a couple months ago, would you consider doing jackfruit? Why not? Again, it just comes down to how many people like it, and is it actually good enough? Does it constitute hot sauce, and do people genuinely like it?
I'm really trying to get twice as many people as we had last time this time, so I'm trying to give everybody's little story about Childeberg. How was your Childeberg experience? What did you expect out of it, as opposed to what you got? Was it better than you expected?
At first, I didn't really know what to expect, because it was a different anarchist, festival or gathering, if you want to call it that we're going to.
Yeah, because I don't know what the best word for it is. It's not a cult, though.
Oh,
it's definitely not a cult.
No, I've been to anarchist events that are probably more prone to that type of shit, but this was nothing.
That's
nothing
right. You're
of that.
You're a anarchist event goer, which what I'm finding is that there's a specific subset.
I went to Porkfest in 2015, 6 years ago. I wanted to go this year, but unfortunately, couldn't make it.
My co-host went this year. Aaron went this year. I don't think he got arrested. I thought he was going to. Anyway, please continue.
Oh, yeah, of course. So Childeberg, I would describe it as like, you know, you're outside, you know, in like a campground, like near, a river or a lake? What would you describe that as?
The Colorado River, and somewhere nearby is Lake Travis. And I don't know if that was part of Lake Travis or not, but yeah, it's like a river. It's a nice little slow moving river.
Yeah. So it's a nice little campground. You got nice, grass, and you got a lot of space. And you know, it's funny. I don't know if you noticed that, but when you get up in the morning, and if you wanted to just walk around to go to the bathroom, you'd see like big birds, like vultures flying around.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of wildlife. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them. I think we even, we saw snakes out there a couple occasions. Yeah. You'll see a lot of wildlife, and it's just a beautiful campground. It reminds me of a specific part of Midwest Peace and Liberty. And what is it? It doesn't exactly remind me of Jackfest, because what is it, Jackfest? You're like in a pine tree forest in like northern Arizona. And that goes on, what is it, every summer, like during the first week of August. And yeah, it's another anarchist festival where people just, people just literally do whatever they want. You can play music, sell whatever you want. You can cook whatever you want. Just pretty much have an awesome time. Talk about whatever you want. If you want to like have a stage where people can speak on, give talks, you could do that too.
Yeah, we came up with a lot of shit. There was a lot of shit to do. Did you have you sold at other events before?
Yes, I have. So aside from Midwest Peace and Liberty, I also sold at Jackfest. And which other ones have I sold at? Oh, there was back in September of 2019, there was an Anarchadelphia event going on in Philly, and I sold my hot sauce there as well. And what is it? I remember making the pineapple one again there, and people really liked it.
We had a burger, right? I wanted a recommendation. I wanted a recommendation from you. We had a Fat Konkan. Quickly, the Fat Konkan, for everybody who is not aware, is a hamburger with, make sure I get this right, unsweetened peanut butter, caramelized bacon, and caramelized bananas. We didn't put cheese on it, but I know some people did, and they like that too. Have you thought about making either a hot ketchup of some kind, or what kind of hot sauce would have worked on that? Did you give that any thought?
Yeah, I've definitely thought about doing a spicy ketchup. And I remember when I was, I think I was coming back from Anarchon, which is, again, another libertarian anarchist festival. That one's in Virginia. I remember we stopped at a store and I saw ketchup that was infused with bacon. And the one thing that crossed my mind is like, wait a minute. If there's already ketchup infused with bacon on the market, why the hell can't I just make a spicy bacon ketchup or just a regular spicy ketchup? So yeah, I have definitely considered that. I will absolutely have that on the list. And aside from that, like just seeing how far I can go, the other thing I possibly would want to do is make like specialty items, maybe like salsa, maybe like jam, maybe like jams or glazes. Like I'm going to consider that too.
That sounds really good. Yeah. So, all right. And then I guess the logistics side of it is, what's the process? Is there any takeaways about the state getting up in your business? What's the most difficult part about online selling, stuff like that?
So yeah. Anytime you're trying to start a business, usually, you have to have a legal structure. So, you know, how most companies form like an LLC, or yeah, certain people will have like a sole proprietorship. Like, yeah, because if you do not have a legal structure, if it's not even licensed, let's just say you have like a purely agorist company, that's illegal. If I was to keep doing what I wanted without it having any legal structure, like for mine, I'm going to have it set up as a single member LLC. If I was to not do that and I get caught eventually selling to a large enough amount of people, I will absolutely get arrested.
Wow.
And yeah, it's bullshit, but
yeah.
Welcome to the world of statism.
But, that's so fucking dumb over hot sauce.
And plenty of other businesses too. This affects just about every business. But what is it? I decided to make a hot sauce business originally last summer, because I spent like 2 years already selling it at anarchist festivals. Because when I started making hot sauce, I just wanted to sell to friends and go to festivals and sell there. But once I started to recognize like how much people enjoyed it and how much like there really could be a demand for this, it really just gave me the idea like, dude, you should really start your own business. And And I had a couple of friends suggest it to me, and then it just finally clicked after a while of thinking about it. So yeah, I'm using, now as far as setting it up, since I have no web designing skills, the one thing that does help, well, it was two things. My girlfriend Rachel's friend came into the neighborhood, and he is good with hosting and some web designing stuff. So that definitely was conducive. But just aside from that, what I'm using is Themeisle, and I have a lifetime, plan on them to where I can just, I can pull up videos that they show you how to do stuff. And yeah, that's the cool thing about ThemeMile is they pretty much help you use WordPress, even if you have like zero web designing skills. And I really like that because it's very dynamic when you're trying to set up a website. And the other cool thing I like about it is with the shops too, they show you the differences between like Shopify and WooCommerce. And I'll be using WooCommerce. Shopify is way too expensive. Even though it's cool, it's just way too fucking expensive. So I'm going
to
be using
it is a massive pain to get an online store going. Really huge pain. When you just want to like, I just want to sell. Like it just gets in the way when you have to do all the logistical stuff.
It's a lot of work. And then,
yeah, it really is. We've been trying to like get a store up with our logos and stuff like that. Man, the t-shirts and graphic designs on hats and like it's mania.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
I want to maybe slightly put you on the spot here. Out of the mainstream hot sauces, Frank's, Tabasco, Tapatio, Cholula, all those.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
As far as the traditional ones that you mentioned, I certainly love Tabasco. I remember even when I was little, trying Tabasco first. Like, I remember when I was fucking 5 years old trying that stuff for the first time. Like, I was scared of that stuff. And looking back now, I laugh and I'm like, wow, I used to be scared of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, when I was young and I poured that stuff into anything, that heat just couldn't go away and it was too much for me. But now, like, I look back at that and I just laugh. So there's two traditional hot sauces that are popular, sold on the regular market. You can go just about like any supermarket and find them. There's one you didn't mention that absolutely constitutes hot sauce, even though it'll probably be your traditional regular heat and vinegar. El Yucateco.
Oh, right. Yep.
So Tabasco. Yep. It's funny because I don't know if you know him. Do you know Aaron Clary?
I do not.
He's a guy that usually talks about, what is it? Well, how can I say this? He talks about a lot of stuff, but he made a hot sauce video and just going over like fake and real hot sauces. And like he pretty much like rated all the traditional ones that you could buy at the supermarket. And I thought it was super hysterical because the ones that he thought were real were the ones that I liked, which was Tabasco and El Yucateco. And he was saying Frank's Red Hots, it comes close to like your industry standard, but it's like, in his opinion, it's like, it's still not hot enough. And then he was like, he was pretty much saying that like Cholula and Tapatio was pretty much not hot sauce. I thought it was funny. Yeah. Ooh. I thought, he was calling it like spicy ketchup.
Wow. That is controversial.
It is brutally controversial.
Sit with that, listeners. Sit with that one. Whew. Well, my favorite is Tabasco, so I'm in on that. Tabasco, Chipotle. That one is crazy. That one is fantastic. Wonderful.
My favorite Tabasco, and it's brutally hot. I will say this is fucking hot. You should try this if you ever find it. Or you could probably order it online from their website. Tabasco's Scorpion hot sauce. They made one with scorpions. They have like
God.
Yeah, it's like aged scorpion peppers too.
Black label. a warning label on it, yeah. Man, okay. This is 10 times hotter than Tabasco Original Red. That's I could handle that. Oh, listen to this. Guava and pineapple.
That sounds delicious. That's what
they add to it. Look at that. They got the pineapple in there. They stole your idea.
Yeah. You will certainly find companies that pretty much use some of the fruits that I use. It's just for me. I think It still has that overpowering heat and vinegar, even though you can still taste a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
To digress actually from what we're talking about, because what is it? Have you heard about what happened in Colorado in the past week, like the Arvada shooting that happened?
No.
Okay, because it involves actually one of my friends that passed away, and this happened just this past week.
Oh yes, that's right. I mean, I barely heard of this. What is the story with this?
Okay, so this is just to digress, because we were talking about height sauce. This is my friend Johnny Hurley. On what happened in this past week was, he was in a store and he heard gunshots going off right within his vicinity, like pretty much in close proximity to where he is. And once he heard the gunshots, he ran out of the store and he told everyone that was like around the area, just like get inside and like get to safety. And he deliberately ran towards the area of where those gunshots were coming from. And he saw the perpetrator and he took out the perpetrator. He probably fired like 5 bullets because he had a concealed gun. And then once the police showed up late after it happened, I don't know how long it took for the police to show up, because I need to find out the rest of the details on that. The officer that responded after Johnny shot the perpetrator killed Johnny. It was a police officer that, killed Johnny. And yeah, I knew who Johnny was because I met him back in 2017 from going to Colorado for the first time. Because when I went to Colorado for the first time, I was attending, Larkin Rose's Candles in the Dark seminar. And what happened was I was going to leave Colorado, but I found out that my friend Derek Bros was in the area. So what happened was another person that I was staying with that was also at Candles in the Dark seminar, this is my friend Mark Mallon. We pretty much went out of our way to get in contact with Derek because there was an open mic night going on in Colorado. It was the We Are Change Colorado's open mic night that they usually do. And Derek Bros was in the area specifically because of that. And so we got in contact with him. We met up that night. And then after that event, that's when I finally got to meet Johnny Hurley. Because he showed up at the house and he was talking to Derek Bros. I remember for like a long time. I remember the two of them were just sitting on the couch, like just talking about a lot of stuff for like probably an hour. It was cool to watch. But yeah. And then fast forward to February of 2018, we were staying at the same place with a bunch of people in Acapulco, Mexico, because we were going to Anacapulco that year. This was 3 years ago. And I remember I was with him for like, I think a little over a week, just having a life experience, just having so much fucking fun. And yeah, I had breakfast, lunch, and dinner with him. I got to smoke weed with him. I did a lot with him. I had awesome conversations with him.
And did you share any hot sauce with him?
No, I didn't even get a chance to do that yet because, like I said, I didn't start making hot sauce until 2019. And this was like right before I got into it. I was into hot sauce, but I wasn't making it yet. So he didn't even get it. I know it's just heart shattering. This really struck me this past week. It's been pretty depressing. Yeah, it really
talking about. Let me find the GoFundMe. It's going to be in the description because I did see that there was one kicking around. I'll throw that in the description as well.
Also, when people, I will give this, caveat. When people get in contact with me, if they want to know about hot sauce, I can ship hot sauce out to people. So even though like my site isn't launched yet with the store, and even though I also don't have the social media, sites with pages set up like Instagram, you can still get in contact with me and you can give me whatever info you're comfortable with, and I can pretty much try shipping hot sauce to you, and you could try payments like Venmo or with other ones you have.
Cool.
I would just probably give the other caveat that it's difficult for me to use PayPal because they keep deactivating my account.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm probably going to have to create a new account with a different email because the ones that I keep using, they just keep deactivating. I have
no idea. They're trying to stop the sauce. They're trying to stop the sauce.
Who knows what they're trying to do?
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. Well, that on a slightly disappointing note, fuck PayPal. we will steer out of here. Are there any final things that you'd like to tell the listeners? All right, tell everybody where to go, where to get the hot sauce. And do you have like a place where they can recommend what hot sauces they'd like?
You can find me on, what is it, Telegram, as well as Signal. I do. You can also find me on Facebook, even though I pretty much don't use it at all. But you can certainly find me on there. It's Jason Wright. And I'm pretty sure that also goes for Telegram and Signal. You can reach me there.
Okay. Reach him. And with that, squaw.